It's Black History Month, and this week VPR is highlighting stories of African-American entrepreneurs and business owners across Vermont. About 8 years ago, Alan Blackwell found a vacant storefront in downtown Brattleboro. The space was empty, and Blackwell wanted to build a bar from the ground up. He wanted it to be a place where anyone could have a drink or two and maybe strike up a conversation with someone they would otherwise never get a chance to meet. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman takes us there.
It's Saturday night at Arkham, a dive bar in downtown Brattleboro, and there's a pretty supportive crowd here for karaoke.
Good morning, America, how are ya? Say no to no me, I'm your
son. This is the first time Ken Cavanaugh has been here. He lives in Boston, and he says he found out about Arkham on Yelp.
Just said some kind, you know, had like a GLBT kind of flavor to this place. So I say, well, that's kind of cool because I had no idea that in Southern Vermont you'd ever find anything like that. You know, so you know, we're here experiencing that.
A few local hipsters are at the bar watching the Bruins. An old guy whispered in my ear that things get really crazy after 11, and Kavanaugh and his friends are knocking back a few drinks and having a good time. There's funky art up on the wall between old road signs and comic book drawings. And out on the floor, people hang out between retro video games and mismatched furniture. Nothing really goes together, and everything kind of fits. Alan Blackwell opened up Arkham about 8 years ago, and he says he wanted to open a place where the drinks weren't expensive and where anyone who walked in would feel safe and welcomed.
This is a dive bar. This is also an LGBTQ bar. This is also a black bar and a white bar and a brown bar. And this is someplace where everyone can just be themselves. And that's the point.
Blackwell grew up in New York City. He ended up in Vermont after college, and he says he took to the slower pace and progressive ideas up here. He's a big guy. He's 6'7", and as an African-American business owner, he says he's experienced occasional racist assumptions from delivery guys who ask to see the owner. Like most people who stop at the bar, Blackwell says he's happy to talk about his experiences.
Being black in a small rural community is really interesting. And at the same time, I've also gotten to know a lot of people who, as they've gotten comfortable with me, have felt able to ask me very honest questions about race, which I am very okay with, where people will ask me how I feel about certain events or situations and ask me how I feel about that as a black man and that's something that's been really nice, to have those types of open communication.
Because that's the whole idea, he says. He wants Arkham to be a place where people who would otherwise never stand near each other might get into a conversation about race or poverty or gender. And it's not all pretty. Downtowns across America are struggling, and Brattleboro has its own challenges with homelessness and drugs, crime and despair.
You know, this is a town that is struggling in so many ways, and it's something that I see very clearly because I am right on the forefront of it, being a business that's open 3 p.m. to 2 a.m., 7 days a week. You know, I see the struggles of my community, and it's really hard to see sometimes.
Blackwell says if you walk into any dive bar in any town, you'll get an honest cross-section of that community. If you have a few drinks, it's likely you'll learn something about how those people live and think. And if you're in Brattleboro and you've got a little time, Blackwell says he's happy to talk with you about anything you might have on your mind. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.